This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. The defense sources said that all the missiles were intercepted and blocked by the air defense units. Sources said that the visuals from Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. The Pakistan army is operating and behaving like a terror organization, Hamas. The sources said that the Pakistan's ISI and Hamas met last month in POK. The military stations of Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur in proximity to the international boundary were targeted by the Pakistan using missiles and drones. There has been no losses and the threat was neutralized by the Indian Armed Forces as per the SOP with kinetic and non-kinetic means. The defense sources said that the drones were sighted at multiple places along with the Western Front and confirmed to be hostile. These were effectively engaged by the Indian air defense systems. Meanwhile, at around 11 p.m. last night, the Border Security Force foiled a major infiltration bid at the international boundary of Jammu and Kashmir, Samba district. In view of the recent aggression from the Pakistan side, Kishangarh, Bhuntar and Ludhiana airports have been closed. Earlier, the operation of several airports including Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh were suspended. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed the media reports claiming that the airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. At the same time, the Delhi airport has issued the travel advisory saying that the operation remained normal and some flights are impacted due to the changing airspace condition and the heightened security. The defense sources said that the inputs with respect to the suicide attack by the terrorists at Pathankot at Rajouri is completely false. They also said that there has been no movement of tanks on the either sides. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday evening and underlined India's targeted and measured response to the cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India will firmly counter any attempts at escalation. He said that he deeply appreciates U.S. commitment to work with India in the fight against terrorism. External Affairs Minister also discussed India's targeted and measured response to firmly counter terrorism. In a teleconference with the Italian Deputy Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani, Dr. Jaishankar stated that any escalation with Pakistan will see a strong response. The External Affairs Minister also discussed the ongoing developments with the EU High Representative for the Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas. India has been measured in its actions and the escalation will get a firm response, added Dr. Jaishankar. The Delhi government has cancelled all leaves of its officials and officers until further notice. In an official order, it stated that the decision was made in light of the prevailing situation and the necessity to ensure the preparedness of the emergency response system. The Reserve Bank of India has relaxed the norms of the foreign portfolio investors, the FPIs investing in the corporate debt securities through the general route. In a notification, RBI announced that the FPIs will no longer be required to adhere with the short-term investment and concentration limits. The decision effectively, immediately aims to provide the greater ease of investment for the FPIs, it added. The US President Donald Trump has announced a breakthrough trade deal with the United Kingdom yesterday, calling it the first of many. The deal includes reduced import taxes on the select British cars and the tariff-free imports of some steel and aluminium through a 10% tariff on most UK goods remains in place. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer today joined Trump via phone in the announcement, while President Trump later confirming that the other leaders would sign similar deals in the Oval Office. American prelate Robert Francis Prevost has been elected as the new pope, becoming the first American pontiff in the history of the Catholic Church. He will be having a pontifical name of Pope Leo XIV. And that is the end of this news bulletin.